AP Radio News. I'm Ed Donahue. The football coach at the University of Missouri issued a tweet saying he supports his players. The AP's Alan Scherzeger reports 32 black players at Missouri are standing up to President Tim Wolf over some race-related incidents on campus.
They are not planning to participate in any football-related activities, including practices and games, until the president is resigned or is removed.
They are reacting to the handling of these race-related incidents. Wolf is giving no indication he has any indication of stepping down, but agreed in a statement change is needed and said the university is working to draw up a plan by April to promote diversity and tolerance. Republican presidential candidate Ben Carson says the scrutiny he has gotten from the media is inconsistent.
To make the accusation, to try to make somebody seem dishonest, and then when it is disproven, well, let's talk about something else. Well, you said this when you were in kindergarten. Give me a break.
Carson was on CBS's Face the Nation. He is facing questions over the accuracy of his autobiography, including his claim that he was offered a full scholarship to West Point. Venezuela claims a U.S. Coast Guard plane it describes as an intelligence aircraft violated its airspace. No comment yet from the Pentagon. The U.S. has drug interdiction planes based in nearby Curacao. Britain's foreign secretary says airport security in many cities may need to be overhauled if it's confirmed the Russian plane crash in Egypt was caused by a bomb. U.S. and British officials suspect the flight last weekend was brought down by a bomb on board, but Egypt says it's too early to say what caused the crash. Some people in Southern California saw something in the sky last night.
And I said, it might be a plane, maybe behind some fog or something like that. And we were coming up the hill, and I was going, there's no fog, so I don't know what the heck that was.
Turns out the Navy test fired an unarmed missile off the Southern California coast. This is AP Radio News. Queen Elizabeth led an annual remembrance service in London to honor those killed in World War I and World War II.
The monarch was joined by other royals, senior politicians, and hundreds of veterans and well-wishers at the ceremony, held every November at the Cenotaph War Memorial in London. The Queen laid the first wreath of red poppies at the foot of the monument, followed by King Willem Alexander of the Netherlands, who was invited this year to mark the 70th anniversary of the liberation of his country following the end of World War II. Charles de Ledesma, London.
And speaking of London, James Bond is number one again at the box office in the U.S.
You have impeccable instincts.
If you don't leave now, we'll die together.
Daniel Craig as Bond, Inspector, brought in more than $70 million in its opening weekend. It topped a very strong performance for the Peanuts movie. I'm Ed Donahue, AP Radio News.